With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. The Trump administration is appealing a judge's order to fully fund the SNAP food aid program this month. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
A U.S. district judge directed the administration to distribute November's full SNAP benefits, but Trump officials have asked a federal appeals court to block the order. The administration said it doesn't want to spend more money than is available in the contingency fund. Federal food aid to tens of millions of Americans has been cut because of the ongoing government shutdown. Greg Clugston, Washington.
President Trump says Republicans would be able to pass all their priorities if the Senate does away with the filibuster, which requires a 60-vote minimum.
If the filibuster is terminated, we will have the most productive 3 years in the history of our country. If the filibuster is not terminated, then we will be in a slog with the Democrats, and very little for either party will be done.
But most GOP senators do not support changing the rules. They argue the filibuster has allowed them to halt Democratic policies when they're not in power. Anxious travelers across the U.S. felt a bit of relief as airlines mostly stayed on schedule while gradually cutting flights because of the government shutdown. More than 800 flights were called off on Friday to comply with the Federal Aviation Administration's order to reduce service. Some passengers were forced to make last-minute changes and rebook on different flights. Plenty of nervousness remained as more canceled flights are expected in the coming days. On Wall Street, a mixed day as the Dow Jones Industrial Average rose by 74 points. The Nasdaq declined 49, with the S&P 500 index up by 8 points. This is SRN News. The Ten Commandments are going to court again.
The Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals has agreed to hear a challenge to laws in Texas and Louisiana that require all public schools to post the Decalogue in prominent places. The court has set arguments for January 20th in the twin cases, which hinge on questions of church-state separation. Legal analysts predict that no matter who wins, the cases will ultimately be appealed to the Supreme Court. The ACLU and various atheist groups filed suit in both states.
Correspondent Michael Harrington reporting. The Supreme Court is due to hear arguments involving whether an inmate of a minority religious group, the Rastafarians, can sue for monetary damages after the warden violated his religious rights. Damon Landor, the petitioner, wore long dreadlocks for almost 20 years as an expression of his belief as a Rastafarian, part of a practice known as a Nazarite vow. This is SRN News. An EU maritime group has intervened to thwart suspected Somali pirates who had hijacked a Malta flag tanker earlier this week.
The force had found all its 24 mariners safe after an assault that had raised renewed fears about piracy in the region. The seizure of the Helles Aphrodite, carrying a load of gasoline from India to South Africa, ended as the EU's ESPS Victoria came alongside the vessel. Special forces from the Spanish frigate boarded the tanker and released the 24 crew members who had locked themselves inside a part of the ship. I'm Charles Tiletesma.
We will have more details available at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters reporting. You can also hear it at townhall.com.